Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media ahead of Thursday night's season opener against Kansas City.
Okay, good to see everybody. Sure appreciate you being here. Good day, hot day out here today. Guys did a good job with practice, and we're looking forward to getting ready for the game. What questions do you have?
John, you're pretty familiar with Spags over there. With his pressure packages, what's kind of the thing that you guys have to account for? Or is it something that he does that's different than some other teams?
No. I mean, it's everybody's different than every other team, so it's kind of a tough question to answer. He's unique in what he does. A lot of things that he does, we do that he does, other teams do, and other things that are unique. It's kind of the way it's all put together probably for any coach. When certain blitzes show up or when coverages show up, he'll keep it moving on you. He'll keep you guessing for sure. I think that's one of the great strengths of what Steve does as a defensive play caller. So, yeah, they do a great job.
John, are you finding that you have to balance the emotions of week one, of last season's end, of this being the Chiefs? Is that anything that's kind of coming into play, and
how do you as a coach? Sure. I think those things are always in play. It's an emotional game. It's an emotional sport. It's an emotional life, isn't it? I mean, the things that you have in your life that you care about are important to you, and you want to do well, and you want to be successful. Those are all things that matter to all of us, you know. So no different for our guys. So, we talk about the things that we need to do in terms of being successful. That's what we talk about with the guys all the time, and the things that you're talking about are certainly part of that.
John, we didn't have a chance to talk to you since you guys brought in Tyler Huntley again. What do you like about having him back?
Yeah, it's good to have Tyler back. He's working off the practice squad. He'll be in as our third quarterback at this time right here. So, he kind of knows the offense. It's a lot different maybe in some ways than it was when he was here, but a lot the same too. So he'll have to relearn a lot of things and see where we're at since he's been gone. But he's doing a good job of that, very diligent. And we're happy to have him back.
Hey, Coach, regarding Tylan Wallace, the impact he has had on training camp, special teams, how do you see his development to be an asset in there?
Yeah, I mean, to me, Tylan's been a very steady grower as a football player, and he's developed into a very good player for us. He won us a game last year. He's made catches on offense. He's blocked people. I expect him to take another step, maybe the biggest step of his career so far this year.
Hey, Coach, you've been through it before, but is it kind of a unique and strange situation when you enter a game not seeing these guys in a live situation, whereas, week three you've seen what these guys look like, where some of these guys haven't played since the AFC Championship in a live setting?
Yeah, for sure. It's the first game. It's the opener, the real opener. It wouldn't be any different even if they had played in the game a little bit because it's still different, but it probably enhances that whole kind of a situation more than it would. So there's a lot of unknowns that you go in, and I think you learn a lot. You certainly have a better understanding of where your team is at on Friday than you do on Wednesday. So we'll be looking forward to that part of it too.
Do you think with some of the inexperience you have along the offensive line that you're asking for something different from Ronnie Stanley in terms of being now one of the oldest guys?
I've been one of the oldest guys for a while, I feel like. So, Ronnie's doing a great job. He's working hard. He's looked good in practice, and I see him out there doing extra right now. I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays Thursday night.
John, there's only one team that you get to prepare for months, and ahead that's your next opponent. What have you learned over the years about getting ready for that opener? How's that kind of evolved?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things you learn about, a lot of things, and certainly take it all into account, how you run training camp, how you run the practices up until that game, how you organize the reps, all those different kind of things. But one of the big lessons to me is that you have to remember it's the first game, but it's not the only game. So, we're going to have another game after that, and we're going to have 17 regular season games and as many postseason games as we earn. So that we've got to keep that in mind and kind of keep it in perspective that way.
Have you felt that you've had maybe less interactions with Andy over the summer because this is the first game?
No, we never talk over the summer anyway. He's too busy. He's out there in Huntington Beach at his beautiful beach home out there. So I never hear from him in the summer.
Did you do that Harbaugh Coaching Academy interview thing?
He did that a few years ago, actually. Yeah, so we'll be looking for another one here soon. We'll have to let him know. Be expecting a new interview. But did you watch it?
I watched the first 5 minutes of it.
Wow. was that the interviewer or the interviewee that turned off? Okay. Wow. Boom.
Anything else?
John, I think there was a practice pretty early this
this summer where you guys had a lot of heavy blitzes at Lamar. He was really, really good against it in training camp. Obviously, they blitzed you with, you know, 6-man pressure, 7-man pressure is pretty often in the AP championship game. What does it take for you guys to be successful against that kind of pressure?
Well, yeah, it's going to take IDing the pressures when they're coming, IDing how we're to pick them up or to block them or to throw off them with the hots and different things, and then executing. That's what it takes, you know. And when a team comes after you with blitzes, and you've got to meet them. You've got to meet them where they stand your ground, and attack them. That's what you have to do. So we've been working hard at that. We always have, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we do.
John, looking over film from preseason, can you take away a whole lot from watching the Chiefs' preseason tape, or really any team's tape for Week One, comparing against them, or is it just a lot of vanilla style plays that they're working on with, you know, not even their starters?
Yeah, it's you watch it, you get a few notes, and just kind of see where they're at style-wise, I guess. But you don't get a lot from it, no.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay.